Ohio has new soldiers in the fight against sex trafficking, truck drivers. There are nearly 2 million truck drivers on our highways. They transport essential goods and resources that keep our economy and our lives in motion. Now, as of this summer, a new Ohio regulation will train truckers to spot and report possible human trafficking. WOSU's Esther Honig reports.
In a McDonald's parking lot off State Route 36, Gary Smith, a driver for Garner Trucking, shows me his Freedom Truck. It's a semi wrapped in a mural of patriotic decals.
There's no other like it on the planet. And we have the Brooklyn Bridge on this side with the new tower. And then up above, we have Freedom is Never Free with the Marines planting the flag at Iwo Jima.
Smith has been driving 500 miles a day for the last decade. He's covered nearly 1 million miles of pavement, and in that time, he says he's seen some things. He's never been late for a delivery, but there's one mistake he still regrets.
I encountered a young teenage girl 8 years ago. Cold, rainy night, October, freezing cold rain, just torrential downpour. I was exhausted.
Smith fell asleep in his cab at a truck stop.
And about 3 o'clock in the morning, I heard somebody banging on my door.
Outside, soaked in the rain, was a girl. Smith said she looked about 16.
And she said, "Do you want any company?" And I responded, "I'm not lonely. Go away." And I watched her just turn and walk away and disappear into the darkness.
Smith says in his industry, he occasionally runs into sex workers. But now he understands more about forced human trafficking, thanks to a nationwide organization called Truckers Against Trafficking. Smith says that night, he knows he didn't do the right thing.
I never even gave her the opportunity for rescue. I just assumed, like too many other people, you chose this. You want to be here. You know, you're a lot lizard.
In Ohio, officials estimate that each year, more than 1,000 children and young teens are forced into sex trafficking. Across the country, as many as 17,000 individuals are forced into the trade. Some have been kidnapped, and many are transported from city to city along highways. Elizabeth Ronaday Janis coordinates the state's anti-human trafficking effort at the Ohio Department of Safety.
Highways can transport all kinds of things, you know, goods, services, and people, and people for worse sometimes, right?
Ronaday says recruiting drivers to help in their efforts was common sense.
Many truckers, just by virtue of the amount of time they spend on the road, overnight, in hotels, they really can see when there's illicit activity taking place.
On Friday, Ohio will become the first state to mandate that all commercial driving schools teach students about human trafficking, how to spot potential victims, and report suspicious activity to a national hotline. They've also begun training professionals in other industries where exploitation takes place.
So, for example, we train hotel inspectors. We train those who inspect beauty salons and also cosmetologists.
Nationwide, the group Truckers Against Trafficking has produced more than 1,000 tips to the national hotline, and they've helped identify some 700 potential victims. Last year, Ohio Highway Patrol Captain Mike Crispin developed a partnership with the organization. Troopers received human trafficking prevention training and shared pamphlets and bumper stickers with truck drivers. Crispin credits the program with a 32% increase in the number of hotline tips coming from Ohio.
As a professional worker in the United States, they're also responsible. And when they see things, they have families, they have children. When they see things like that, they want to do something about it.
Many of the driving schools have already begun training students with the Truckers Against Trafficking curriculum. It shows them what to look for, like cars filled with people pulling into the back of a truck stop, covert headlight signals, and CB radio chatter soliciting sex with minors. Crispin says many students have the same reaction.
If I'd have known this 5 years ago, I've been seeing this most of my career. I didn't know this is what I was seeing. You get that quite often. And now that they've seen it, they're going to go to action by making a call to that phone number.
Break 19 for a radio check, please.
Driver Gary Smith says that if he ever spots a potential victim of human trafficking again, his response will be very different.
You know, I'll ask them, you know, are you being held against your will? Can you come and go freely?
After his run-in with the teenage girl all those years ago, Smith hopes he'll get one more chance to do right.
All I can hope and pray is that I get at least one opportunity to save one.
Esther Honig, WOSU News.